Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 87 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone is doing well wherever you are on this Thursday morning, February the 3rd. Isn't that hard to believe? February the 3rd. And I'm going to jump right in today and tell you kind of a little story about where we've been, my wife and I, and kind of where we are now. You've noticed the title of the podcast, Finding Peace in the Storm. And, you know, sometimes life, as I had mentioned before on a podcast, life throws you curves, right? You think you're going to be doing XYZ in February, and you find out you're doing something completely different. Or you've got these plans, and you find out that that the plans that you had laid out in front of you for your life have changed, and have changed quite quickly and quite dramatically. So I'll just tell you a little bit about what's been going on. And I had told you the last couple of weeks that my wife had been dealing with some health issues. We weren't real sure what the case was. We had an idea, but we weren't sure until this week, and now we know a little more. And so I'll just back up. So we were planning on and had planned on going to Cabo San Lucas for New Year's. We always try to do something for New Year's. We had never done something quite as nice as this, and so we thought this would be a really cool thing to do, start out 2022 in a really cool spot. And she had been a little sick before we went. She'd coughed a little bit and went to a doctor. And anyway, literally 2 days before we were supposed to leave, the doctor she had went to had ordered a chest x-ray. And then once they saw the chest x-ray, immediately sent her to get a CAT scan. And once she got the CAT scan, it revealed some sort of mass that was going on in her chest area, somewhere between her lungs. And we knew it was a concern. We didn't really know, we didn't know at all what it was at that time. We just knew it was a concern. So we decided to go on and go to Mexico, really as a chance to get away. Now we don't know what, the future's kind of going to hold. So we thought, well, this will be a great time for us to just, reflect, get refreshed, see the ocean, which we love to see the ocean, and get ready for 2022. And as I had mentioned before, as we're in Mexico, she 2 days in gets COVID on top of this. Well, this what we have found out with this mass that's going on in her chest, the mass has really three types of side effects: cough, shortness of breath, and fatigue. Well, guess what COVID can have, right? Cough, shortness of breath, fatigue. And boy, did she have it, and have it bad. And we ended up in the emergency room in Mexico. They really took care of us well there. That part, she had water on her heart, so we were afraid that maybe she was going to have surgery there, but we got through that. And anyway, ended up being quarantined for 10 days in Mexico, at a Nobu resort. And I'll just say this about Nobu, they were phenomenal. They had COVID insurance built in to our stay. So once we were supposed to check out and ended up quarantining for 5 additional days, it didn't charge us. And so they just took care of us just tremendously well. So if you ever get a chance to go to Cabo San Lucas, stay at Nobu. It was a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous experience. So fast forward, we get back, I make some calls. We get into an oncologist. She has since had two biopsies done. The first biopsy came back. They just basically saw scar tissue, so they couldn't really tell what was still going on. We had a follow-up biopsy a week ago, and that came back and said, sure enough, it is cancer, and it is a medicinal tumor that sets right in kind of the middle, just behind her lungs. And so this thing is causing her to have some issues. It's causing her to not be able to breathe very well. It's causing a lot of coughing. She can't lay on her stomach, those kinds of things. And then on top of that, it's lymphoma. So it's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so so that's what we've just learned this week. And we literally learned this on Monday morning. So fast forward to today, which is Thursday when you hear this, on the 3rd, we have literally this comes out at 6 a.m. So at 6:30 this morning, we're going to just have arrived at the hospital, and we're going to check in. They're going to do a bone marrow biopsy to make sure it's not in her bone marrow, and then they're going to insert a port into her upper chest, and she's going to start an intensive 5 days of chemotherapy, and then she'll be off for 21 days, and then they do it again for 5 days, off for 21, again for 5 days. And they're doing that 6 times, so 6 different treatments for her to hopefully knock this thing out. The prognosis of what this is seems to be really good, and she, as I've said on this podcast before, she is extremely healthy. I mean, she eats wonderfully well. She drinks more water than anybody I've ever been around. And, you know, is in great shape, exercises. So, you know, she's looking for a reason for this to have happened. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes there's not a reason. And we find ourselves in a situation to where we're dealing with something that has, you know, formed inside of us that we probably didn't have anything to do with. You know, she wants to try to think, well, maybe it was stress induced, maybe it's sugar induced, maybe it's whatever, you know, from a long history of things. And, you know, the doctor has said pretty adamantly that, you know, it's just science. This just happens. And, you know, I've done a lot of research over the last couple of weeks trying to, you know, figure out this thing. And so now we're heading into this season of uncertainty, and really this season of feeling like we are in the eye of a storm. Right. Because, you know, she's looked at me 2 or 3 times and just said, how in the world is this our life? You know, how did we get here? Never in a million years did we see ourselves, you know, in January of 2022 and now February of 2022 dealing with cancer. I mean, she's, you know, young. She's 44. She's, you know, again, in great shape. It's all of those things. And yet here we are. Right. And so the question now for us and for her, you know, and the challenge for her, and she's a life coach too. So the challenge for her is, hey, can I get my mindset right, not only as I go into this thing, but as I go through it? And when you're sitting in the middle of that storm, sometimes that is when, right, it can be the hardest. The other thing that's kind of neat and interesting and to me kind of cool and just kind of awe-inspiring and I see God just kind of weaved through all of this is also in the eye of the storm, right? If you're in the very middle of the eye of that storm, it's calm and you just can see all the chaos around you, but the eye of it is calm. And so for us and for me and for you, if you're going through something right now, you're going through a season where it looks like it's chaotic all around you, and you can sit yourself down and calm yourself in the middle of it and begin to recognize that even when things feel like they're out of control, you do have control of a few things. You always have control of what's going on in your brain. You always have control of what you're thinking. You always have control of the type of attitude that you want to bring to the situation. You always have the ability to be grateful for what you have, even though you're going through this. And the word today that I want us to kind of cling to is the word, for me, it's the word hope. And it's that there is always the hope that this thing is going to be cured. There's always the hope that life is going to turn around and life is going to be not like it was, but life is going to be better than it was, because there's going to be so many lessons that she's going to learn going through this, so many lessons that I'm going to learn going through this, so many lessons that you will learn going through the storm that you go through, that you'll look back and oftentimes you'll go, boy, I wouldn't trade it, because I'm a different person today than I was before I started this thing. Even though I had to deal with all of this other junk, I'm a different person today. So whether you've been through a bad divorce, whether you've lost someone tragically, whether you've dealt with cancer, whether you've lost a job, whether you've lost a relationship, whatever it is, know that if you cling to that, there is hope out there, that I do have the ability to be grateful, that I do have the ability to stay and remain positive, even when things look bleak. Yeah, certainly take the time to grieve. Certainly take the time to feel all the emotions that you want to feel, because there are going to be times through this where she's not going to want to be happy. There will be times through this where she just wants to be sad. There will be times through this, I'm sure, where I just want to be sad and I just want to be able to help her, because if I could trade places with her, I would, but I can't. And so once you kind of move through that, and once you allow your emotions to come in, to set through that time, even as bad as it can be, and you get out on the other side and you say, you know what? This is how I want to show up today. This is how I want to show up to this treatment. This is how I want to show up to these nurses around me. This is how I want to show up to the people who are caring so much for me. She has seen so much love lavished on her this week, she didn't know what to do with it, because that's something that she struggles with. She struggles with, and I think a lot of us do, allowing people just to love us, just to do things because they want to. And I don't know all the lessons, you know, we'll talk about those as we go along and as we navigate this, and I'll keep you updated throughout this process. But I do know that the lessons she does learn, she's gonna learn not only how to be loved better, but she will learn to love better through this. She'll learn how to love others better. I'll learn how to love others better. And so even though there's uncertainty, and even though we're sitting right now what we feel like is in the eye of that storm, we know that with faith and with confidence and with trust and with the power of positivity, and with the power of gratefulness, that we know that we can find peace. And I know that you can find peace. And you may not be able to find it on your own. And if you can't find it on your own, that's why I'm here. You reach out and you contact me. But I do know that if you're in that moment right now, I just want you to take some time. Know that there's hope. Know that this season too shall pass. This is not your destiny. This is not where you're meant to stay. This is not what is going to define you. You are going to move through this just like my wife is. And so I can't wait to see how this turns out on the other side. And oh, by the way, it's 6 treatments. So it's 5 days in, 21 days off, 5 days in, 21 days off. So we're going to be doing this till June. And come June, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate that we're cancer-free. We're going to celebrate all of the things that we've learned. We're going to celebrate each other, and it's going to be a great time. And so for you, whatever you're going through right now, know that there is an end coming. Know that you're not meant to stay there. Know that you can indeed move through it, and you can find peace in the midst of the storm. Can't wait to see you back here next week. I'll give you an update. You reach out to me if you need me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. I will be there in the hospital without a whole lot to do. So I would love to connect with you. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.